Anapanasati is to relax, maintain awareness of the in and out breath. Like the Buddha said, breathing in, aware. No need to know, no need to do anything. Just follow the awareness and the breath as one. Breathing out, aware. When these two harmonize and synchronize without thought, you feel the piti inside there, the joy. So piti, when it comes, you feel very, very like joyful. It's like that joy is, especially for people who experience it first time, you feel very good and you like to meditate on it every time you want to do. But because you are new, you have not stabilized it. Because of that, you find it, you cannot like extend it or sustain the thing. Then you ask it how to sustain. The question is not how to sustain. How to understand why you are not able to sustain it. So the understanding is very important. When this pity arises, you continue to just let it breathe. Don't go and panic and think, what is this? The thought come in means what? When there is thought, there is no mindfulness, anasal. There is no awareness. So it disrupts the anapanasati movement. And because of that, you lost it. So let it be. And you continue to do this anapanasati and experience the piti, no problem. But later on, when you are very good, it initially become long breath. Very long, like one in breath, very long. One out breath, very long. Then that time, your anapanasati, you will feel the piti leading to sukang. You know what is sukang, right? Sukang is what? What is sukang?
No idea.
Then you don't know. Sukang is blissfulness of mind. The mind becomes very blissful. Really very blissful. I don't know how to describe to you. That thing make you very blissful. Sometimes they call the hair stand on end. It's so blissful. Like beyond the pity, so blissful. I don't know what is the Chinese word, Mandarin word. What is it? The Hokkien say, you feel chinja song, but not that type of song. The English word is correct, blissful, really blissful. When you experience that, you keep on wanting to meditate. Because that one, the worldly song, or one, cannot compare to that. That one is very blissful. Then Ajahn Brahm, I think, used to share, because he's very humorous. You know Ajahn Brahm, not heard of him. He's very humorous. And you say, he will describe it. He said that bliss. It's so blissful until I think better don't use that word. It's like when you're having fun. That type of fun cannot compare to that type of bliss. So how you are going to understand that unless you do it, and that's all. Then when it comes, you have to remember, sukhang is not an enlightenment factor. Only piti is an enlightenment factor. So when sukhang comes, don't worry, let it happen. Then after that, this bliss will also be gone. Understand? So initially, piti become like no more so fine, already gross. Because once you able to realize that sukhang, that blissfulness, then piti is no longer special, like good food. After you taste a few times already, nothing special already. You want something new. Then when the new food come, more tasty, better than the piti, then sukhang take over. Then if you continue to relax and maintain awareness and mindfulness, then this sukhang also gone. Then what happens is the mind becomes very quiet, very still. Then you enter into, they call it ekagata, one-pointedness. So the jhanic factor, they have five. 5. Jhanic vector. First one is Vitaka. It's a cage here. Vitaka Vichara. So this one is applied thought. You apply your thought there, because this one is thought-based people do one, applied thought. But if you do anapanasati, you don't have to go through this. Yeah. Then this one is sustained thought. You sustain your thought there. Okay? Then when you sustain your thought there, means you continue to allow the thoughts to sustain there, means they develop one-pointedness. And this one also can give rise to pity. But anapanasati, the better way is you don't go through these two. You develop mindfulness of the in and out breath. Got E or not, breath? Huh? Breath got E or not? Brief only got E. So mindfulness of the in and out breath will replace these two. Understand not? So these two not required. So when you do this, when you are in sati, when you are mindful without thought, understand not? This one sustain that thought there means also no thought. So when you are mindful without thought, you experience pity. Then you continue to relax it, it becomes more refined, you experience sukha. Pity is spiritual joy. That is the type of peace, very joyful inside. But it's not blissful yet. You have joy, but it's not blissful. So this is pity. Then after that, you continue to relax. Then this pity will transform into something more refined, which the Buddha call it sukha. So this is spiritual bliss. You know the word heavenly bliss, yeah? Huh? The heavenly bliss, the heavenly beings, they are very happy, very peaceful, and very blissful out there. Yeah? They enjoy life. They got good merits and all that. Then after this, your mind becomes so quiet, pity gone, sukha gone, then you stay in ekagata. What is the spelling? I think not correct. Anyway, something like that. This is one pointedness of mind. So this jhanic factor of this five, only piti is a enlightenment factor. So what happens is when you do one-pointedness samatha meditation, you go through this. You apply your thought there, the object of meditation. Then you sustain it until no thought. And then you experience piti, sukha, then ekagata. So what happens is those who go through jhana, they will tell you, once you relinquish these two, initially when you have this and this, you will experience the initial first jhana, because first jhana still got thought, applied thought and sustained thought. Then you experience piti. So when you experience piti, this piti, when no more, you will experience the second jhana. Then after that, sukha also no more, you experience the third jhana. Then after that, you stay at ekagata, one-pointedness, where they develop equanimity. Then this one become the fourth jhana. You understand? So this is what the Hindu teaching is about jhana, 40 object meditation, samatha meditation. So this one, only one enlightenment factor. Whereas you do anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath, sati is an enlightenment factor. Then you realize piti. Then you may also realize sukha, because I also went through this. Then when Sukhang come, you really very blissful. You like to actually continue to look for it. But because of my past, I just bliss to it. Yeah. Then I understand all this because I went through them. Then after that, I cannot attach to Sukhang. Yeah. So what happened was, I went into continuous mindfulness. This sati become continuous until it become absorption. Absorb until I was in apana samadhi. You understand? Absorption samadhi. Absorb into it. The whole thing, the mindfulness is so strong that I can absorb into it. And when I absorb into it, you know what happened? I can cut off my senses. You know what is cutting off the senses? Because in the early day, I like to meditate at night, middle of the night, when my wife sleep, my children sleep. So I will cross like meditate. And you know, middle of the night, especially my SS2 area, got motorbike fellow racing here and there, sometimes car also racing here. Then they put bomb on this. Last time without the bomb, a lot of these things. So when I was meditating, I remember, then I hear this motorcycle and the car racing around. Then I decided to develop the anapanasati deeper. Then I went into apana samadhi. I absorbed into it. You know what happened? Suddenly, the hearing consciousness there cut off. That vibration all no more. Then I was thinking, how come like that? Then I release it out. The moment I release, the sound come back. Then I went into it again. I cut it off. That's how I came to know, when you enter apana samadhi too deep, you can cut out your senses. You can stay inside there. So there are three types of peace that the Buddha actually taught. Yeah. So the first type of peace is citta vivika. You heard of this citta vivika? No? Vivika is what? Seclusion. Yeah? First one is kaya vivika, physical seclusion. You know what is that? No? When you renounce and become a monk, temporary also, yeah, you're supposed to give up, understand? No? Your wealth, your whatever, then take a new name, understand? No? Then that is kaya vivika, means you renounce all the wealth, I won't say wealth, no? All your possession, understand? No? Worldly thing, worldly possession. Then you are only given the rope, the bark, and all those things, the necessity. Then you join the lineage of a renunciate, a monk, or in the time of the Buddha, a samana, or a Brahmin, and all those things. So what happened is, when you become a monk, you renounce or seclude the materialistic thing. That is the first level of peace, because after that, you are not worried about worldly things anymore. Those things don't disturb you anymore. Understand? So you will have a type of peace born of the setting that you are in. You are a monk, you are in a temple, the environment is conducive. You're supposed to meditate, train yourself. Then second one is citta vivika, mental seclusion. Understand? Means all your senses, you seclude. Your mind went in and you shut it off through jhana, through apana samadhi. So when you enter absorption samadhi, your senses can cut off on yourself. Then your mind stay inside seclude. So this is citta vivika, the second type of peace. But this second type of peace, you cannot live like anasana. You got to come out into society, anasana. So when you come out into society, if you cannot handle life, you went back to either your meditation area or go back to the retreat and all. That's why a lot of people find it very difficult. In and out retreat. Every time go retreat, peaceful, come out again, back to square one, go in again. So that is not the way. If the Buddha is only peaceful when he's at the retreat or meditating, then he's not the Buddha. So the Buddha taught the third one. Third one is, what is the third one? I don't know what vivika already. There is a Pali word. Kaya vivika, citta vivika. Upadi, is it upadi vivika? Upadi vivika. You know what is upadi vivika? The third type of peace born of wisdom. Not jhana, I will say. Page 176. Turn to page 176. Okay. So page 176, third paragraph. Yes. As meditation is a very general word, it is important to understand the meditation as taught by the Buddha. The real meditation as taught by the Buddha is to develop the wisdom via insight into the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta, so as to be at peace with all situations wherever you are, termed upadi vivika. So this is the third one. This is what the Buddha developed through wisdom, enlightenment. Okay? Yeah? So for TK, you have to develop this until very stable. Until the anapanasati, initially long breath, when it's long breath, you will experience pity. Pity. Then later on, the pain, everything also no more an issue, because the pity will actually stabilize and become very, very peaceful. A lot of spiritual joy. They call it the Pali word is piti, the type of joy is born of meditative and spiritual. Then after that, this one will transform into sukhang. And when sukhang become very intense, your breathing like become slower. You become like very quiet, very still, very silent. During this time, do not panic. When you experience a state like you no more breathing, do not panic. I don't breathe in, I will die. Then the thought come in, finish. Your meditative training gone. So stay with the breath. Until no more breathing also never mind, stay there. Understand now? Stay there. You know why stay there now? No breath for you to follow already. It's like swimming. You are no longer holding onto the float. Understand now? When you swim with the float, it's not the real swimming. When you swim without the float, means what? The object of meditation that allow you to do the anapanasati, which is your prayer, no more. No more means you cannot do anapanasati. Correct or not? Correct or not? Then what happened? That mind will by itself enter sati. Understand or not? No more mindfulness, no more in and out, no more object of meditation. That's why it will enter sati. When it enters sati, means what? Mind has become that awareness. It has become that sati. Understand? Means the mind is in sati. That's why after that, everything you see is in sati. Everything you hear is in sati. Smell, taste, tactile, all in sati. This one, the Theravada tradition, especially the Theravada tradition, you know what they ask you to do or not? When you cannot feel anything, when you're rising, falling, vipassana, object of meditation is so subtle until you cannot feel anything. What did they ask you to do? They ask you to do sitting and touching, you remember? You do sitting and touching for what? To arouse the thought again. Means you don't understand. So forget about what they tell you, find out. For me, nobody taught me. I just know how to stay at the breath. Then until the mind enters sati, but that time I don't know that is mind enters sati. My mind become like the refinement of mindfulness becomes so fine, I suddenly can detect the subtle breathing, like no more breathing like that. It's like they call it internal breathing, no more external breathing. The breath doesn't come out anymore. Like I can hold the breath very long. But I'm not suppressing it or controlling it. It's naturally like that one. That's why I came to know. Then when I was in this state, any of the activity that I do, I move, it's like magnifier. The mindfulness like magnify it for me to see. Then I realized, after I come out of the meditation, all my activity, the kaya, the movement, my awareness is really or not. Then everything I see, the specific phenomenal awareness is direct with all phenomena. That's why after that, when your mind is already in sati, your mind very stable. Then you don't have to worry about losing it and losing. Yeah, during that time, your mind already in sati. Everything you do is in sati. Understand? But that phase also will come to pass. Then something else will happen. And so on. So, finally, whatever you do, even going through this or what, you will end up realizing the true mind. You realize that through my silent mind without thought is a different entity. So when you are able to be with that, then we call this the awareness-based meditation. You stay at your heart, the awareness. Yeah, this is where the seat of consciousness is. This is where the life force comes. This is where the gateway is. So if you stay here, you will be with the true mind, the true nature, the awareness. That's how meditation is to be understood. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.